You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.
Creating better outcomes in your life. Now, before anyone gets too excited, no, we're not going to be teaching you how to manifest bags of gold. I've read a lot of psychology research over the years, and I still haven't found that book, that chapter, that seminar titled Think Really Hard and the Universe Drops Off Cash by Tuesday. Well, if it worked that way, I'd simply imagine myself fluent in Spanish. What would you imagine? Unfortunately, there's no fairy godmother. However, there is a fairly good brain. And here's the really good news about that. The real story is much more interesting than magic. Why? Because it's real. Every conversation, every book, every success, every mistake you make, every emotional experience we have, every decision, one way or the other, they're all shaping the way you see the world. They influence what captures your attention, what reaches your awareness, what opportunities you even recognize, and ultimately, the decisions you make. Now, we're not saying you can control the universe. None of us can. But psychology has discovered something remarkably hopeful. You can intentionally influence the person you become. And when you intentionally change yourself, what can happen? You change what you notice, how you respond, the actions you take. So today, let's peel back the hood on the human mind. See what's under the hood. Let's see what's there. And discover how your future is quietly being shaped, whether you're participating in it or not. Welcome to this episode of 90 Day Soulmate. 1. Why do some people always seem lucky? Have you ever noticed someone that seems to know someone or is somebody who just always seems lucky? They always seem to meet the right people, hear about the new opportunity first, find the perfect job, meet the perfect client, even seem to be in the right place at exactly the right time. Now, to me, here's the really interesting question. Did they actually have more opportunities, or did they just recognize opportunities that other people overlooked? Researchers studying expertise have discovered something fascinating. Experts don't simply know more. They actually perceive differently. Imagine two people attending exactly the same business conference. They hear the same speakers. They meet the same exhibitors, attend the same networking event, but one goes home saying, "Nothing really happened." The other one leaves with two new clients, a strategic partnership, and even an idea for a new business. Same conference, different outcome. Why? Because opportunity often isn't hidden. It's simply invisible to an unprepared mind. Here's today's first insight. Luck often looks like a lot of preparation, and when that preparation meets recognition, the two give opportunity. Again, luck often looks like a lot of preparation meeting recognition. 2, what does it mean to program your brain? When we hear the word programming, we usually think about computers. But let's borrow that word for a moment. What if programming simply means changing the way a system responds in the future? That's exactly what learning does. Every time you learn something meaningful, practiced a skill, solve a difficult problem, or have an emotionally important experience, your brain changes. Now, let's be careful. We're not talking about growing an entirely new brain. We're talking about strengthening connections between existing nerve cells, building more efficient networks, and making some pathways easier to activate than others. Neuroscientists often summarize these ideas with a phrase that have become famous. Neurons that fire together wire together. And this has tremendous implications. Think about walking through a forest. The first time is difficult, right? There's no trail. The branches are hitting you. The weeds are scratching at your legs. Now, you walk that same route every day. Soon, you wear a path. Months and days and weeks later, a road is put in. And then years later, there's a highway. Learning works much of the same way. You're not simply storing information, you're actually building pathways that make future thinking easier, faster, and more automatic. You get to that information in the brain quickly, which leads to a fascinating question. If your brain is constantly building pathways, who decides which ones get built and which ones get ignored? 3. Your brain has a priority system. Let's do a quick experiment. Look around the room that you're sitting in. Notice 3 things that are blue. Go ahead. Now, without looking again, tell me everything in the room that's green. That's harder, isn't it? Why? Because your brain wasn't looking for green. It was looking for blue. And here's something really remarkable about that. Your eyes are constantly sending a tremendous amount of information towards your brain, far more than your conscious mind could ever handle. So it kind of starts to filter it. If every sight, sound, smell, memory, and sensation demanded equal attention, you'd be overwhelmed within seconds. So your brain has developed an elegant solution. It prioritizes. It constantly asks questions like, is this important? Have I seen this before? Does this relate to any one of my goals? Should this reach consciousness? Should it come up to my conscious awareness? Most information never makes it that far, not because you didn't see it, but because your brain decided it wasn't important enough. Your conscious mind isn't failing, it's filtering. And that filter is being trained every single day. Which moves us to our fourth topic. Why do blue BMWs suddenly appear everywhere? You've probably heard this one before, right? Almost everyone has experienced this. You buy a blue new car, a BMW, a Toyota, a Jeep, a Tesla, and the next morning, you start seeing that brand and that color everywhere. Now, let's ask the engineering question. Did thousands of people suddenly buy the exact same car that you were interested in and you bought? Of course not. But what changed? You did. Before buying that car, your eyes probably passed hundreds of similar vehicles every week. But at that point, they meant nothing to them. Those other cars meant nothing to you. Then you researched the car. You compared prices. You watched YouTube reviews of the vehicle. You read articles. You imagined yourself driving one. Maybe you even felt excited when you signed the paperwork. That's actually important because emotions strengthen learning. Now, you've built a rich network of knowledge around that vehicle because you've been focusing on it. You now know its shape. You know the nuances. You know its color, its sound. Its features, your brain quietly says, this matters now. So every time a similar car appears, the network activates automatically. It was once ignored, but it now reaches consciousness. Here's the principle. your world didn't change. Your priorities changed. And what's true for automobiles is true for business, leadership, sales, investing, relationships, and life. What's important to you, you recognize. 5. The guitar string. One of my favorite demonstrations in physics is beautifully simple. Imagine two guitars sitting across the room from each other. Acoustic guitars make this easier. Nobody touches the second guitar. It's just sitting there. The guitar's just on the floor, standing in its stand. Now you go over to the first guitar and pluck the low E string, the big fat string on the guitar, the low one. If the room is quiet, something amazing happens. You start to hear the E string on the second guitar begin vibrating. No one touched it, so why is it vibrating? Because it was already tuned to respond to that exact frequency. It has a resonant frequency. Physicists call it resonance. Psychologists describe something remarkably similar and simple in memory. As we learn, our brains build networks of associated ideas. When one idea becomes active, related ideas become easier to access. A concept known as spreading activation in cognitive psychology. Let's think of it as one metal string or one mental string setting another vibrating because they're connected with your memory. An experienced engineer hears one sentence. Immediately, they think about manufacturing, quality, costs, safety, supply chain. An entrepreneur hears the same sentence and starts thinking about customers, markets, growth, investment. Neither person is smarter. They've built different networks of associated concepts. Learning created the strings, but life plays the music. What do you want to hear? What do you want to pay attention to? 6. Why experience changes what you see? Have you ever watched an experienced mechanic listen to an engine? They'll stand there for a few seconds and suddenly say, "That's a timing problem," or "The bearing's gone bad." You're like amazed. How could they possibly know that? And here's what's interesting. They aren't hearing better than you. They're hearing differently. Years of experience of hearing things have built this incredibly rich network in their brain of associating sound with problems. One unusual sound doesn't activate just one memory. It activates hundreds of related experiences that they've had over the years. Thousands of hours, hundreds of engines, successful repairs, probably failed repairs as well. Ones that they had to work hard on. Patterns they've seen over and over. Psychologists call these mental frameworks schemas. Schemas are organized knowledge structures that help us rapidly recognize familiar patterns. The beginner hears noise. The expert hears information. Now let's think about leadership or investing or relationships or sales. The same principle applies. Experience doesn't just make you smarter. It changes what you're capable of perceiving. What you actually hear, what you actually recognize, what you're aware of. Here's today's insight. Knowledge simply doesn't answer questions. Knowledge teaches you what questions to ask, what information to pay attention to. 7. Why emotion is the brain's highlighter. Let's play a little game here. Can you remember what you had for lunch 3 Tuesdays ago? Probably not. Now, can you remember your wedding day or your first kiss or where you were when something major happened in your life? Almost instantly. Why? The emotion tells the brain, this matters. Research over many years has shown that emotionally significant experiences are often remembered more strongly than emotionally neutral ones because brain systems involved in emotion including the amygdala, help influence how memories are consolidated and how they're stored. Think about school. Which teacher do you remember? Usually not the one who simply presented facts. You probably remember the one who inspired you, made you laugh, made you curious, or challenged you. The lesson became attached to emotion. Business works exactly the same way. Customers don't simply remember information, they remember experiences. Employees don't simply remember policies, they remember how leaders made them feel. Emotion isn't the opposite of intelligence. Emotion is one of the brain's most powerful learning systems. Facts fill the mind, but emotion gives them staying power. 8. Why curiosity changes your future. Now, let's imagine two people reading exactly the same book. One finishes it and puts it on the shelf. Moves on. The second person keeps asking questions. I wonder why. How could I use what's in this book for something else? How does this apply to my life? What if I applied this to my business? The same book, different future. Curiosity is one of the greatest amplifiers of learning. Why? And I love that question, why? Because curiosity keeps neural networks active longer. Instead of closing the file, the brain continues searching, making connections, finding patterns, associating it with other parts of your brain. Think about children. A 4-year-old asks hundreds of questions every day. Why? Because curiosity is one of nature's most effective learning strategies. Unfortunately, many adults have slowly replaced curiosity with certainty. It's this way, it's that way. They don't think. They stop asking. They stop exploring. They stop learning. Don't be that person. Here's something worth remembering. Certainty ends learning. Curiosity begins it. Why? It's a good question. 9. Your environment is always programming you. Here's a question we don't ask often enough, right? Who or what is programming your mind? Think about yesterday, the conversation you had, the podcasts you listened to, the books you read, the people you spent the most time with, the videos you watched, the news you consumed. Every one of them became input. Albert Bandura, one of the most influential psychologists of the last century, showed that people learn not only from direct experience, but by observing others, watching others. We model attitudes, behaviors, and expectations from the people around us. That's why our teams are important. That means your environment isn't neutral. It's teaching you. The question is, what is it teaching? Is it teaching fear? Or possibility, victimhood or responsibility, excuses or solutions. Because your environment becomes tomorrow's thinking. Choose your inputs carefully. They're becoming part of you. And this is why people say your friends will tell you a lot about what you will become in the future. 10. The first principle. Let's pause for a moment. We've covered a lot of ground to get to where we are right now, but all of it points to one simple idea. Every experience is changing you. Every conversation, every book, every success, every disappointment, every challenge, every emotional moment, everyone strengthens some pathways, while allowing other pathways to weaken. The amazing thing is this process never stops. The brain remains capable of adapting all throughout your life. It means you're never finished becoming who you are or who you will become. Because we do change. Here's the first principle I'd like you to remember. Your future begins long before opportunity appears. It begins with what you're teaching your mind to recognize today. After the break, we're going to explore something even more important. Once an opportunity reaches your awareness, why do some people act while others hesitate? Why do some keep growing while others become stuck? The answer necessarily isn't intelligence. It's mindset.
Victoria experiences the past, present, and future while sleeping. Will she be able to decipher the mystery of the symbols, messages, and images of her dreams before it is too late? Discover the lives she lives while Victoria dreams.
Soon she went on a perfect date, and then she knew it must be fate. In just 90 days, that is all it took. How she found her match? It is in the book.
Your mindset isn't what you think. When people hear the word mindset, they often think, oh, just think positive. That's not what psychologists mean, though. A mindset isn't simply positive thinking. It's the habitual way you interpret what happens to you before deciding how to respond. Imagine two people lose an important client. One immediately thinks, I'm obviously terrible at this. The other asks, what can I learn before the next opportunity? Same event, completely different interpretation. Carol Dweck's research on growth mindset showed that people who believe abilities can be developed tend to embrace challenges, persist longer. After setbacks, they keep going, and they ultimately improve more over time than those who believe abilities are fixed. Mindset doesn't change reality. It changes your response to reality, and over time, those responses change your future. Here's today's principle. Events don't determine your future nearly as much as your interpretation of those events. 12. The most important conversation you have. Who do you talk to more than anyone? Your spouse? Your boss? Your children? Nope. It's yourself. Thousands of thoughts move through your mind every day. Some encourage you. Others quietly limit you. I'm too old. I'm not good enough. I've never been good at sales. I'm terrible with this technology. Many of these statements aren't facts. They're conclusions you've repeated so often that they begin to feel true. Psychologists sometimes call this self-talk, and it plays a significant role in shaping confidence, motivation, and expectations. Your subconscious doesn't argue very much. It just listens. The question isn't whether you're talking to yourself. You already are. The question is, are you coaching yourself or criticizing yourself? Are you getting stronger, or are you just feeling more pressure because you're talking negatively to yourself? Today's behavior often begins with today's internal conversation. 13. Why emotion moves people. Let's ask a different question. Why do some people know exactly what they should do and yet never do it? Because information alone rarely creates action. Emotion creates action. Napoleon Hill called it a burning desire. Modern psychology talks about intrinsic motivation, doing something because it is personally meaningful, not simply because of external rewards. Think about learning a language. One person studies because they should do it. Another studies because they dream of living in Spain. Who stays with it? Usually the person who has goals that carry emotional meaning stick with it. Information tells you where to go. Emotion supplies the fuel to get there. That's why purpose matters. Not because it sounds inspiring, but because it gives energy to sustained effort. It helps you continue on, gives you grit. The mind may choose the destination, but the heart supplies the horsepower. 14. Expectations quietly change performance. Have you ever noticed how expectations influence performance? A teacher expects excellence. Students often rise to this expectation. A coach believes in an athlete. Performance improves. Parents constantly and consistently encourage effort. Children frequently become more confident learners. This phenomenon has been studied for decades and is often called the Pygmalion effect, the idea that higher expectations can positively influence performance when they're communicated through support, encouragement, and opportunity. Now turn that around. What expectations do you have for yourself? Do you expect growth or disappointment, progress or failure? Your expectations influence what you attempt, and what you attempt influences what becomes possible. If you don't try it, you can't accomplish it. We don't always live up to our potential. We often perform towards our expectations. 15. Why some people fall in love with learning. Have you ever met someone who genuinely enjoys getting better? They don't need applause. They don't need trophies. They simply enjoy improving. Psychologists call this mastery orientation. The reward isn't beating someone else. The reward is becoming better than you were yesterday. It's basically changing yourself. Contrast that with someone who only wants to look competent. Every mistake becomes embarrassing. They're not going to make one. Every challenge becomes threatening. No, I might fail. Every criticism feels personal. One person seeks growth, the other seeks approval. Only one continues improving. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is replacing the question, "Did I win?" with "Did I improve?" Because improvement is something you can control every day. I'll also throw in there, do you enjoy doing it? Because enjoyment of the activity can help you continue to keep on doing it. 16. Action changes the brain. We've talked about learning. We've talked about mindset. We've talked about a few things, but now let's talk about taking action. And here's something fascinating about that. Thinking changes the ideas that you have, but action changes brains. Practice doesn't simply demonstrate learning. Practice creates learning. Neuroscience constantly shows that repeated practice strengthens the neural networks involved in performing a skill. Deliberate practice, focused, feedback-driven repetition is one of the strongest predictors of expertise. Reading a leadership book is valuable. Leading a difficult meeting teaches something entirely different. Reading about emotional intelligence is useful, but managing your emotions during conflict is transformational. Knowledge prepares you, action rewires you. That's why action matters so much. You don't become confident by thinking. You become confident by doing. 17. Motion creates momentum. Have you ever noticed how difficult it is to start? Maybe going to the gym or making the first sales call. Writing what? The first page. Actually writing the first couple of sentences on the page. I know that's been difficult. Beginning is the toughest part. How about you have to begin a difficult conversation with a loved one, a spouse, a coworker? Starting is hard, but once you get going, continuing is easier. Behavioral psychologists have often observed that action itself is often an increaser of motivation. Many therapists use a technique called behavioral activation, encouraging people to take a small, meaningful action even when motivation is low. Why? Because action changes emotion. Think about pushing a heavy flywheel. The first push is difficult. The 10th is easier. It starts moving and moving and moving. Soon, the wheel helps turn itself. The same is true of personal growth. Motion creates momentum, and momentum changes lives. 18. Why failure is one of your best teachers. Let's talk about a word most of us try to avoid, failure. Nobody enjoys it, right? Nobody wakes up hoping to fail. But here's a fascinating question. If failure is so unpleasant, why is it one of the most powerful learning experiences we ever have? Let's open the hood. Let's look into the brain. Your brain is constantly making predictions, right? It predicts what customers will say when you say something, how a meeting will go, how your spouse will react, how your partner will react if you bring up something, whether a business idea will succeed. When reality matches your prediction, your brain quietly reinforces the model. But when reality surprises you, something remarkable happens. Your brain pays attention. It stands up and says, what's going on? Researchers studying this learning and describe it as prediction error. When the outcome differs from what we expect, the brain has an opportunity to update its internal model of the world. That's an uncomfortable feeling after a mistake. It isn't just disappointment. It's often the beginning of learning. Think about learning to ride a bicycle. If you've never learned, you know, if you've never learned how to go, if you've never learned how to fall, you've never discovered where balance really is. The same is true in business, in leadership, in sales, in innovation, in relationships. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's often the one mechanism that produces it. It gets us back on the bicycle. It gets us to do something differently. The important question isn't, did I fail? It's, what did reality just teach me that I didn't know 5 minutes ago? Because reality is an honest teacher, if you're willing to listen. 19. Small wins change big futures. Now, here's something that surprises many people. Success rarely changes your life at all and at all at once, right? It's not a big thing. Tiny successes do, though. Imagine trying to lose 20 kilograms. That's a lot, right? That's overwhelming. But imagine deciding to take a 20-minute walk after dinner tonight. Just one thing, completely different feeling. Psychologist Teresa Amabile spent years studying progress in the workplace. One of her most important findings was that making progress in meaningful work, even small progress, is one of the strongest drivers of motivation. Why? Because progress produces evidence. Evidence produces confidence. Confidence produces and encourages more action. Action now creates more progress. Success becomes a flywheel. Think about learning the piano. Right? If you're learning the piano or the drums or guitar, you don't suddenly play Beethoven. You suddenly don't play a solo. It's not the first thing. You do one scale, then a chord, then a song, then another. Small wins quietly become large achievements. Here's today's principle. Never underestimate the power of small victories. They're teaching your brain, I can do this. Small steps make a huge difference. 20. Where confidence really comes from. Let's finish this segment of the show with one of the biggest myths in personal development. People often say, just believe in yourself. That sounds encouraging, right? But here's the problem. What if you don't yet have reason to believe? So psychologist Albert Bandura spent much of his career studying what he called self-efficacy, our belief that we can successfully accomplish a task. One of the strongest ways self-efficacy develops isn't through compliments, it's through mastery experiences. In plain English, doing something difficult successfully. Confidence isn't magic. Confidence is evidence. Think back to the first time you ever drove a car. Or go back to the bicycle we talked about. Were you confident? Probably not. A little bit nervous, careful, maybe even terrified when you had to get on the highway. But after hundreds of successful trips, confidence appeared. Not because someone told you to be confident, but because you accumulated evidence that you were actually pretty good at doing it. That's why I often say, competence comes first, confidence follows. And once confidence grows, you'll begin attempting things that once seemed impossible, right? That's how lives change. It's not overnight. It's one successful experience at a time. And when we come back, we'll talk more about this exciting topic.
Victoria experiences the past, present, and future while sleeping. Will she be able to decipher the mystery of the symbols, messages, and images of her dreams before it is too late? Discover the lives she lives while Victoria dreams.
Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate. Let's get on with segment 3. Building a life of increasing possibilities. This is one of my ideas that I've talked to my kids about, which is you want to increase possibilities, not decrease. So, 21. Success is really about options. Let's begin with a different definition of success. Most people think success means money or fame or titles. I don't think that. I think success is something much simpler. It's options. Can you choose your work? Can you choose where you want to live? Or where you live, right? Can you choose who you spend your time with? Can you choose how you respond to difficult situations? Think about education. Does earning a degree guarantee success? No, not in today's environment, right? We've talked about that on our show. Does it increase your options? Absolutely. Getting degrees, a degree in something, helps you increase the options for what you can do. Learning another language, developing emotional intelligence, improving your communication skills, building trust, taking care of your health. None of those guarantee a particular outcome, but every one of them expands future possibilities. You have more options. Here's today's principle. Success isn't measured by what you have. It's measured by the quality and quantity of the choices available to you. Do you have more options? Do you have more choices? 22. Every decision opens or closes doors. Now let's take that one step further. Every decision you make has consequences. Some are immediate. Others may not appear for years. Imagine two people. One spends every evening learning a new skill. The other spends that same hour scrolling social media. Neither decision changes tomorrow very much, meaning tomorrow, nothing's changed for either one that much, right? But if it's repeated for 5 years, learning a new skill, social media, 5 years of that, completely different futures. System thinkers often remind us that today's choices shape tomorrow's possibilities. So small decisions compound, not because each decision's dramatic, but because they're repeated. And that's why I believe every decision does one of three things. It opens doors. It closes doors, or it just leaves them exactly where they are. The question then isn't, was this a good decision? The better question is, did this decision increase my future options? 23. Why appreciation makes you see more. Why being grateful makes you see more. Let's talk about this thing, appreciation. Not because it's polite, but because it's practical and useful. People often think gratitude changes the world, but I think gratitude actually changes the observer. Psychologist Barbara Fredrickson's research suggests that positive emotions can broaden our attention and thinking, helping us become more open to ideas, relationships, and possibilities. Let's think about two leaders and how they can differ because of this. One constantly notices what's broken. The other notices what's working and what could become even better? Which one inspires people? Which one builds stronger relationships with others? Appreciation doesn't ignore problems. It creates the emotional space to solve them. You know, you're not shutting off people by not showing appreciation. So here's the insight. What you consistently appreciate becomes easier to recognize, not because the world's changed, but because your attention did, because how you saw the world changed. 24. Why helping others makes you better. Here's something many successful people eventually discover. One of the fastest ways to deepen your own understanding is to teach someone else. This is something I've always said and always done. Teachers often say, I didn't really understand it until I had to explain it. If you ever want to believe that yourself, do it and you'll see it works. Research supports this idea. Psychologists sometimes call it the protege effect. Preparing to teach, or actually teaching, often strengthens our own learning because it forces us to organize, simplify, and connect ideas. Leadership works exactly the same way. The best leaders aren't simply giving instructions, but they're helping others to grow. And in doing so, they continue to grow themselves, not only as leaders, but in the areas that they're helping others in. One of the greatest investments you'll ever make is helping someone else become successful. 25. Your environment is either lifting you or lowering you. So we're talking about before the friends that you have around you. Now let's look at the environment. Let's look at this invisible influence, your environment. Think about the five people you spend the most time with. What do they talk about? Problems. Possibilities? Learning? Are they complaining? Are they talking about growth? Or are they making excuses? Whether we realize it or not, we adapt to our environments. We adapt to the people around us, the people we hang out with. We adopt similar language, habits, expectations, even emotional patterns. That's why changing your environment can sometimes change your future faster than changing your goals. It's almost like planting that oak seed on pavement rather than the soil. Putting it in the soil makes a big difference. Where you spend more time on the pavement, nothing happens. Changing the environment can sometimes change your future faster than changing your goals. If you're surrounded by curiosity, you'll probably become more curious. If you're surrounded by growth, you'll probably grow. Your environment is quietly voting on the person you're becoming. Choose it carefully. 26. The four human systems. Another thing we've gone over on 90 Day Soulmate a few times. Throughout today's program, we've looked at many different psychological ideas, but let's bring them all together. I believe that human development happens in four connected systems. It's similar to almost businesses in a way, but we've made them now organic for humans. Our mental system learns, thinks, analyzes, and understands. Our emotional system provides desire, resilience, empathy, and emotional intelligence. Our physical system turns ideas into visible action. And our spiritual system gives us purpose, values, meaning, and something larger than ourselves to believe in. And when all these four systems grow together, life becomes remarkably resilient. When one is neglected, growth often becomes much more difficult. Intentional living means developing the whole person. 27. The compound effect of ordinary days. People often ask, when does success happen? When will I know it's happening? I sometimes think they're asking the wrong question. Success doesn't usually happen on extraordinary days. It happens on ordinary Tuesdays or Wednesdays. It's often built during just a regular, ordinary morning. Ordinary workouts, ordinary conversations, ordinary decisions that nobody notices. That's where success is hidden. The remarkable life is usually the product of remarkably consistent, ordinary choices that move us in a certain direction. Tiny improvements don't look impressive every day, or even just today, but over the years, they become extraordinary. Never underestimate ordinary days. They're building an extraordinary future. 28. Your life is under construction. Imagine driving past a construction site every morning. The first week, not much changes. The second week, still difficult to notice anything being done. Come back a year later, though, an entire building may exist. That's personal growth. Most days don't feel dramatic. Maybe somebody just marked off the ground. But you read another chapter of a book. You dug a little hole to pour a foundation. You practiced another skill. You had a difficult conversation. Exercise one more time. Show kindness one more time. None of these moments seem life-changing, but then one day, you realize you've become someone different. Your future isn't creating yourself all at once. It's not created in giant moments. It's not created in giant events. It's quietly constructed. One day at a time. 29. The human operating system. Let's step back and look at the entire picture. Learning changes the brain. Absolutely. The brain changes what we notice. What we notice shapes our awareness, what we're aware of. Our mindset influences how we interpret what we're aware of. Our emotions provide energy. Our actions create experience. Experience strengthens learning, and the cycle begins again. That's why intentional people continue growing. They're intentionally improving the operating system itself, not just chasing outcomes. 30. The most important question. Let's actually finish where we began this whole show. Every experience changes you. Every decision changes you. Every relationship changes you. Every success changes you. Every failure changes you. Every book, every conversation, every habit, every repeated thought, consistency, one way or another, they're programming your future. So here's the question I'd like to leave you with. Tomorrow morning, when you begin your day, ask yourself, will today's decisions expand my future options or quietly reduce them? Because every decision opens doors, closes doors, or leaves them exactly where they are. The future isn't something that simply happens to us. It's something that we participate in creating. And that may be the most empowering realization of all, that we participate in the creation of our future. So I'd like to thank you for spending time with 90 Day Soulmate today. If there's one idea I'd like you to remember, it's this, that you don't have to become a completely different person tomorrow. You simply have to become a little more intentional today. Learn something. Ask one more question. Be curious. Listen more carefully. Practice one skill. Strengthen one relationship. Choose one better habit, because those seemingly small decisions don't just change today. They expand tomorrow. And over time, they shape an entirely different life. Until next week, keep learning, keep growing, and keep becoming more intentional. We'll see you on the next 90 Day Soulmate. Have a
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.